When you were a kid growing up, did you have a stuffed animal or a blanket or a toy that was really important to you? Did you have something that you wanted to take with you wherever you go? I know I did. I had a stuffed bear, and my two boys have something similar. One has a stuffed bunny and one has a stuffed dog. And they take these bunnies and dogs with them wherever they go, and they hold them especially close when they're scared. It's interesting that even though generations have changed, even though the world has changed around us, this idea, this act of small children holding an animal or a toy close to them is something that we can see happening through hundreds of years of children. What is it about kids that makes them so attached to a blanket or a stuffed animal? I think in large part it has to do with the feeling that we get of comfort from something that is tangible. Kids like to hold on to something that is soft, that is warm, especially when they're scared. Something that is real, something that they can physically touch and see, something that is consistent that gives them a sense of peace and safety. And as we grow older, we grow out of having a blanket or a stuffed animal that we need to sleep with every night. But the idea of seeking safety and security in things that are tangible does not change. You see, when we feel anxious, when we feel afraid, when we feel worried, we often go to things that we can see, things that we can hold on to, things that are visible and tangible. All of us have been in a situation where either we or someone that we care about is waiting to get test results from the doctor. And unfortunately, test results don't generally come very quickly. Sometimes we have to wait a day or two or even more in order to get the results that tell us or someone that we care about whether or not they're in good health. And we get very anxious until we see these results. And if the results are good, we feel a sense of calm, a sense of peace, because there are numbers or data on a piece of paper that tell us that everything is okay. We also see people working out this sense of fear and insecurity through tangible means in economics as well. If you have a 401k or an IRA or a retirement plan of some kind, perhaps you have some of that invested in precious metals, specifically in gold. And historically, the price of gold has risen when people's fear about the economy is at its highest. When the stock market goes down, usually the price of gold goes up because people often gain a sense of security from owning gold. They believe that gold isn't like a stock price, that something that is going up or down, but they believe that gold is something real, something that you can hold, something that you can touch, and that gold has real tangible value, not only in our country, but all across the world. And for thousands of years, people have used this object, this metal, to exchange goods and services. And there is a belief that by owning gold, our finances are secure. The truth of the matter is, as much as we search for it, as much as we look for it, there is no earthly thing that can give us a sense of peace or a sense of security. There is no test result or there is no precious metal that can make us feel a sense of peace that lasts forever. Why? Because everything that is tangible, everything that can be held or seen or touched or felt can also be destroyed, can also be taken away from. Our scripture reading today has a way of describing this earthly experience. this idea of living in our reality and seeking security from tangible things. It says that as human beings, we live in earthly tents. Now, we all know what a tent is generally used for. A tent is generally used for camping. People buy a tent and they put it up in the middle of the wilderness, and it provides them temporary shelter. And while some tents are nicer than others, tents are never designed to be a permanent place to sleep. Tents are never designed to be a permanent place to live. Why? Because a tent can only do so much. A tent can only hold up so long. A tent can only withstand the elements to a certain degree. And yet, when I say we live in earthly tents and that they are temporary, we realize that many people are trying to build a permanent foundation around these earthly tents. Many people believe that their money or their jobs or their health can save them in a permanent way. But while tents are all different, at the end of the day, a tent is a temporary structure. And as Christians, we have to understand that everything that we see, everything that we touch, everything we experience in this life, although there are many good things, is temporary. That we are only here for a visit. What is seen and heard and felt in this life does not last forever. So if we can't take solace in what we can see, if we don't gain permanent peace from what we can see, where do we gain permanent peace from? Now, Scripture has an also important point saying that as Christians, we are called to walk by faith and not by sight. You see, walking by faith means not believing first and foremost in the seen, but walking by faith first and foremost means believing in the unseen, believing in the eternal, believing in those things that do not last and change from this life to the next. Recently, I heard a story about the musician Eric Clapton. And if you follow music, you know who Eric Clapton is. Eric Clapton is widely considered to be one of the best, if not the best guitar player of all time. He's played in many bands, released many albums, won so many Grammys that it's difficult to even count them. He's toured and played for millions and millions of fans, made millions and millions of dollars. Eric Clapton has achieved every worldly goal and desire that a person can think of. But Eric Clapton struggled in a way that many people do. You see, Eric Clapton struggled with addiction. And as much as he earned, as much as he praised, as much as he achieved, he could never find peace through worldly successes, through worldly securities. And so, he went to rehab. He went to rehab to try to find some peace, some solace, some purpose of some kind that he could not find in the world. And listen how he describes what his experience was like in rehab one evening. He says that I was in complete despair. In the privacy of my room, I begged for help. I had no notion of who I thought I was talking to. I just knew that I had come to the end of my tether. In getting down on my knees, I surrendered. Within a few days, I realized that I had found a place to turn to, a place I'd always known was there, but never really wanted or needed to believe in. From that day until this, I have never failed to pray in the morning on my knees, asking for help, and at night, to to express gratitude for my life, and most of all, for my sobriety. I choose to kneel because I feel I need to humble myself when I pray. And with my ego, this is the most I can do. If you're asking why I do all this, I will tell you. Because it works. As simple as that. What a beautiful statement. What a beautiful sentiment and reminder of what it means to believe in the unseen. Here was a person who had all the worldly resources at his fingertips. Everything a person would need in order to be successful, secure, and happy. All the doctors, all the therapists, everything a person could need to get better. But what he found peace in, what he found sobriety in, what he found a new life in, was an act of prayer that when he first began it, he didn't even understand it. He didn't even know if who he was talking to was really there. And yet he did it, and he did it, and he did it again. He found peace. He found sobriety. He found purpose in the unseen. We have that same opportunity each and every day of our lives. We have the same opportunity to turn our hearts and our minds over to the unseen, to kneel before God each morning in prayer, turning over the uncertainty of our lives to Him, and to ending each day in prayer with gratitude, thanking God for the ways that we could see Him working in our lives, and especially for the ways that we could not see Him working in our lives. It is true that we need to live in this world. It is true that we have responsibilities, that we have things that we need to tend to, problems that we need to try to solve. Our hands and feet remain in this world. Our hands and feet are committed to trying to fix the seen problems in our world and in our lives. But while our hands and feet remain in this world, may our hearts remain in the next world. May our hearts remain in God. May our hearts remain in the unseen power that surrounds us and is within us. You see, we can never find true security in this life, because everything in this life is temporary. Everything in this life will one day be washed away, but we can find a peace in the unseen world, a force of love and power in the name of Jesus that seeks to hold us and guide us every day. May you turn your heart and your mind and your trust not in something tangible, but in something that is unseen. Something that is a part of you, a part of me, now and for all eternity. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to stand before you today and consider all the ways that you work in our life, seen and unseen. Help our selves build a strong foundation, not on what is temporary, but what is eternal. In Jesus' holy name we pray.